I read a really interesting article. The headline grabbed me from Insider. The U.S. economy is splitting in two. And here to chat about it is one of the authors of the article, one of the two bylines. Jacob Zinkula joins us now. Jacob, as fears of a recession heat up, you start, the economic situation for Americans is going one of two ways. How are we getting this data? How is it playing out?
Yeah, so we basically, or thank you for having me just to start out, but we basically explored the idea that in this economy, like you said, to some degree, wealthier Americans are ratcheting up their spending as lower income Americans, at least to some degree, are cutting down. And I mean, we didn't come up with this idea ourselves exactly. We were looking to a lot of companies that reported earnings over the last couple of weeks, and we were kind of looking what they were saying in their earnings calls. And there were several examples. I can run through a few of them.
Yeah.
Chipotle, for instance, said that they're seeing some of their lower income customers spend less than usual, which you might expect with obviously inflation, but they're also seeing some of their higher income customers spending more eating out there more than usual. McDonald's, for instance, is another company that said they were seeing some consumers flock to more of their discount combo meals, whereas the airline Delta is seeing higher income customers spend even more than usual on some of their premium first class tickets. And we saw this in, again, a shopping mall owner, Simon Property, was talking about more customers flocking to discount stores and some of the more premium stores. And again, it's not surprising that that wealthier, more well-off Americans might be spending more than people, especially, with inflation weighing down. But we might expect them to be slowing down their spending at least a bit more than we've been seeing. Of course, inflation is impacting everyone, but there is this divergence that we're still seeing to some degree. And there's reasons for that. I'm happy to get into, but
yeah. I was just going to say, I imagine for a lot, we talk about this country maybe accelerating towards this haves and have nots. And we've been hearing apocrypha about the middle class is disappearing, but the evidence is kind of so on that. But the idea is that I imagine that these inflationary periods, these difficult periods and coming out of COVID, they just kind of jumpstart what may have already been happening. It puts fast forward buttons into play when there was already a divide.
Yeah, I mean, so if you look at the pandemic specifically, lower income workers were more likely to be laid off, and that's obviously going to help them make them fall further behind. Whereas, plenty of people, like higher income people, did lose their jobs, but less likely to do so. And some people that have bigger stock portfolios, or maybe they own a home, they saw those values go up during the pandemic quite a bit. Obviously, more recent months, the stock market's been a little more up and down. But whereas some people, maybe lower income people, that are stuck paying these high rents that have been really high. And, you hear this talk of excess savings, this like extra savings that people kind of built up during the pandemic, whether because they weren't traveling or they couldn't do a lot. A lot of people were able to get some of that to some degree. But like you talked about the haves and the have-nots, some people that were, just living at home and had their jobs, and maybe they got a stimulus check, even if they didn't really need it, that allowed them to kind of have this extra savings that now that they were still in a pandemic, but now that they've, started going out and doing things a little bit more, they have been eager to really spend. And even if they're being impacted by inflation, they just are really eager to spend and get out and spending all this stuff. And that's kind of what we're seeing a little bit with that divide, whereas not everyone can do that.
Right. And I imagine that, it's not so clear, right? It's not so black and white. I imagine that one could argue that, people that maybe know how to make a dollar go a little further because that's all they've known or that's the life they lead are just fearful of a recession that we talk about, fearful perhaps, and knowing that they may have lost a job before while other people didn't. And they're preparing accordingly, right? They're starting to make those changes to their habits out of necessity, but also out of preparation, which could be part of the equation.
No, definitely. I mean, and to some degree, we can hope that inflation will, slow. I know we got a decent report yesterday. We'll see how it goes moving forward. But to some degree, it's going to come for everyone, so to speak. Everyone, even if you have some excess savings, you're going to be seeing if unemployment claims begin to tick up and, job openings begin to fall, then people will increasingly get cautious. I guess what we're seeing now is people, inflation's been rough on everyone, but there's people that have this savings, have enough confidence in the economy that, people aren't, at least big picture, maybe there's fewer people that are quite cutting back like what you're saying, but it's definitely something that's happening. It's not black and white, like you said, but there are people that still feel like they have enough fuel to keep spending at least for a while.
Right. What are we looking at in terms of Americans who say they're living paycheck to paycheck? Have we seen fluctuations in that number?
Yeah, it's ticking up. We saw, another statistic we looked at was, there's people are taking on more debt, more credit card debt, which is a signal that, people are struggling a little bit to either make payments or just to kind of get to their next paycheck. And I mean, there's a lot of companies have pointed out, again, like you might expect people trying to go further with that extra dollar, how people are kind of seeking out cheaper brands and looking for, ways to save money. And that's, and again, that is happening a ton in the economy, but it just was interesting as we were going through these reports that there are also these signals of this, maybe higher income luxury driven spending. And some of this is there's a lot of talk of shift. There's been a shifting in spending from, goods to services. Mm-hmm. And that, there's these people out here trying to traveling and just trying to do these experiences that they couldn't do during the pandemic. And even if, like I said, inflation's some degree is weighing on everyone, but some people are just so eager to have these experiences that they've been missing that at least for now, they're going to spend a while longer.
Jacob, did you have a chance or an opportunity to look back at other kind of tumultuous periods in economics and see if there's a similar storyline? Like this is just history repeating itself and, maybe things will change as we come out of what could be a recession or a slowdown?
So I would imagine, again, to some degree as in prior economic slowdowns, people that are more well off are always going to some degree be able to continue their sustain their spending a little bit longer. But now, so the unemployment rate's low, so that's providing, a lot of people have jobs, they're making income, they have income continuing to come in, so that's helping. But like I think what I touched on earlier maybe is how the pandemic, maybe broadened at least to some degree some of the wealth divide in terms of like who was laid off and how housing prices and the stock, like the fact that the stock market was rising through a lot of the economic downturn, that's not necessarily historically typical. So and some of those, and like again the stimulus checks, which provided some people some extra savings, I think a lot of people that were able to kind of weather the storm, keep their jobs, came out of that downturn at least in a lot better shape than maybe people had been in prior recessions. And some people argue that that has contributed to inflation we have now.
Right. I would argue there's a lot of people I know, when especially homeowners, who came out of the pandemic way better off than they were before it started. And I've had conversations with people who even felt guilty about that they were seeing the strife and the problems, and they were working from home, doing Zoom meetings, while essential workers had to keep on going every day, or being laid off, getting sick through it. And you're right, I think it does accelerate those issues. And, I imagine that there maybe will be some return to normalcy at some point, but certainly doesn't look like it right now, Jacob.
No, definitely. I mean, and again, it's what's great is, the unemployment rate. Of course, there are people that are starting to get laid off, but the unemployment rate's really low. So that's just another thing that, there haven't been these layoffs affecting, at least so far, brought the broader economy, which has just provided, more income for people to spend on top of those other things that were benefiting them.
For sure. Jacob Zinkala, great article. It was a really fascinating read. Thanks for joining us, okay?
No, thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. You can read it more at businessinsider.com.